then sometimes you could have forgiven everyone. He shall have them. Verse 25. And when you stand praying, forgive if you have aught against another. So, if you have aught against any. So, this verse of faith, this is one of the most solid verses of faith you can find in the Bible. But right after, when you stand praying, at the point of acting in faith, it's talking about forgiveness. Not forgiveness. And when you stand praying, forgive if you have aught against any, that your Father also which is in heaven may forgive you your trespasses. Verse 26. Oh, but if ye do not forgive, neither will your Father which is in heaven forgive your trespasses. Now someone will say, but God, why? We are doing the play. Now, very important, I'm closing with this part. I owe her $80 million. Wow. And I cannot pay it. And me who was forgiven 80 million and you've put someone in jail. I'm now the king. Now you are shocked at the thing. So you can stand here. You are shocked and then you tell me.
Can you believe it?
What happened?
Just $20. They arrested and took the guy to jail.
Oh! What? No. Who did that? Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I need her now. How much did you owe me?
80 million.
Did I forgive you?
Yes.
I forgive you.
Yes.
Susan, how much did she owe you?
$20.
Did you forgive her? Hey! Take her to jail now. Take her now. Now. To be tormented day and night. Now that's how God feels. God is, I'm sure God is furious. God is angry. We forgave, I forgave you everything. You sinned. Number one, we were sinners and we have sinned. If we are to be judged by the Ten Commandments, we are all going down. If we were, he were to hold our transgressions or count our transgressions, who can stand? There's a song like that. And someone, no matter what anyone could do to you and I, it can be nothing compared to what has happened, what God has done for us. What we owed God, the sins we have done against God, are so huge in relation to the worst thing that anyone can do to me. Even if the person, no matter what that is, look at the worst thing. It's still nothing compared to what we've done to God. Because remember that he's a holy God. He's far from sin. He cannot stand sin. And he created us for his pleasure. And yet we are in sin. Or we were in sin. And he sent his son Jesus so that he can relate with us. Because in the Old Testament, he needed to relate with the people. So the blood of bulls and goats only covered their sins. Only covered it. But the sin nature still remained. But when Jesus Christ came, the sins were taken out. So the sin nature taken out and deliverance from sin and forgiveness. So all that... Hallelujah. So all that Christ did for us on the cross, there will be no excuse. No excuse, no matter what I was done to you. I would sympathize and say, this is not acceptable. All of us will do that. But Christ, we will not judge. It's Christ who is the judge. He's the one who will judge. So you and I must be very, very careful. That's why you and I must make sure we are reconciled to our neighbor or neighbor before even giving a gift, realizing that it is proton to handle relationships. Very, very important. Amen. To handle relationships. Even it's more important to handle relationships than to even me preach or serve in the house of God. Even though they are all important. The brain is important, right? The heart is important, right? Can you live without the two?
No.
But which one is more important? I take it the brain. Some will say the heart, but I take it the brain. Because the brain is what gives you, the brain gives the whole body signals. I feel pain because of the brain. If the brain, it was a stroke or the brain was not working in a certain area, someone can even burn my hand, I will not feel it. The brain, I want to move my hand up. The brain is what is giving the signal to my body to raise my hands. It's not easy to have brain transplants, at least not yet. But heart transplant, you can have it. So I'm sure a doctor will also argue, you have some people who will also argue that, about how the heart is more important than the brain, even though it pumps blood, takes in oxygen, carbon dioxide out, the red blood cells, hallelujah, all those things. But the brain... In the same way, you can't live without the two. Can you live without your spleen? Maybe. Yeah you can. Yes, you can. Can you live without your kidney? Yes, you can live without. You can have one kidney and survive. Can you live without your eyes? You can. But you can't live without your heart. You can't live without your brain. Your liver. They are transplants. Hallelujah. So in the same way, forgiveness is very important. Working for God is very important. You can't do without the other, but one is at a higher rank. And the higher rank is forgiving and relationships. I'm not on the word, I'm just at the time. Shall we stand to our feet? Continue. Proton. Hallelujah. Let's speak to God. Hallelujah to Jesus. Bless the Lord. Change my heart, oh God. Yes. Ask God to change your heart. Make it ever true. Yes. Change my heart, oh God. May I be like you. Sing it again from the top. Change my heart. Change my heart, oh God. Make it ever true. Change my heart, oh God. May I be like you. Change my heart, oh God. Sing it again.
Change my heart, oh God.
Change my heart, oh God.
Make it ever true. Change my heart, oh God. May I be like you.
You are the potter.
You are the potter. I am the clay.
Yes.
Mold me and make
Ask
me.
Ask you to mold you, Lord.
Mold me
yes.
and make
mold
me.
Mold me and make me. Sing it to Jesus.
This is
Sing it as a prayer.
I
this is
pray.
What I pray. Sing it again. From the top.
Change my heart, oh God.
Change it, oh God.
Oh, make it ever true.
Sing it as a prayer to Jesus.
Change my heart, oh God.
Make it ever true.
May I be like you.
You are the potter, oh God.
You are the potter.
I am the clay.
I am the clay.
Mold me and make me.
Mold me and make me. This is what I pray. Change my heart, oh God. Make it ever true.
Make it ever true.
Change my heart, oh God. May I be like you.
One more time, you are the potter.
You are the potter. I am the clay.
Mold me, and make me. This is what. This is what I pray. Change my heart, oh God. Make it ever true. Make it ever true. Make it ever true. Change my heart, oh God. May I be like you. May I be like you.
Father God, we thank you. If there's anyone here who is not born again, has not given their lives to Jesus, then you can repeat after me. Heavenly Father,
Heavenly Father,
I come to you.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
I confess that Jesus Christ is Lord.
That Jesus Christ is Lord.
I believe.
That he died on the cross.
For my sins.
I believe.
That God raised him from the dead.
Lord Jesus.
Come into my heart.
Come into my life.
Forgive me. For all my sins.
Cleanse me.
From all unrighteousness. From today.
I belong to Jesus Christ.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
For saving me.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
God bless you.